all the heads of the table.
Hi there, James. James, thank you for holding, sir. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, you know, how it works and what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then, because it is a new business, she did want me to apply that new in business rate. In fact, she did kind of message me a little bit about what your budget might be able to afford at this point. Happy Wednesday, though, by the way. How's your day going so far?
I can't complain. I woke up this morning.
Yeah. Any day above dirt and vertical, right, is a good day. Well, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with the local map, right, that PAC result that does pop up right near the top of the page?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and then I'm also signed up with Angie's List.
You are. I was wondering, because, you know, Tara said that budget was a main concern for you, like maybe just 200 in the budget
advertising. Yeah, that's the problem, because I just got whacked yesterday with Angie's List.
With Angie's, yeah.
And that's what kind of hit me for having the money to be able to do it and not having the money to be able to do it.
And maybe even also the reason you want to do it. I mean, I know that with Angie's, you pay for a lead. The lead goes to a couple of your competitors. It's always hit or miss, and sometimes it misses more often than it hits and just ends up costing you more than it makes you. I definitely understand that. I was trying to put two and two together, and thank you, by the way, for helping me do that, because Tara did find that Angie's profile. It is attached to the same phone number. She did attach it here. So I am very familiar with that service. It used to be called Home Advisor. In fact, it's still kind of Home Advisor powered by Angie, but even before that, if you go back 9-10 years, it was called Service Magic. So I do know that service, other similar services like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, they all can be fairly expensive. Now, my job is actually to make it affordable for you. I'm the pricing director, and our success comes from keeping our clients long-term. It is month-to-month. We don't lock you into any contract. You certainly could stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked. But our clients do tend to keep the service because it's profitable to be on the first page where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. And for you especially, that's powerful. As a younger company, I mean, people won't need to already know the name of your business, but they are going on Google. They're going on Bing on their smartphone or their computer. They're typing in flooring or painting or best handyman near me, whatever they might type in. When your company and a website pop up for people to see, you will definitely get phone calls. Now, normally I wouldn't go below $249 for something like this, but Tara said you wouldn't be able to do that. I wouldn't have taken the phone call if I wasn't able to do something a little bit better than that. We are going to be out of the office on the 4th next week, obviously. We have just gotten word we may even be out of the office on Friday. Now, vacations are great, but it doesn't stop the amount of work that I still have to do in a normal week. So I know that I'm going to be under a time crunch next week. I certainly would like to clear my plate before that happens here. Now, I could offer the service to you on a month-to-month basis. Keep in mind, it's not just Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook. I do want there to be a website, because we want you to get phone calls. It's not just about listing you where people can see you. It is to give them the reasons to call you, because, of course, those calls lead to jobs. Jobs lead to you being happy. Being happy means you'll keep the service, and it works out good for us. It would be below our operating costs to accomplish in that first month, so we'd certainly be looking to earn your business, but I think we would. I've been with the company myself for over 11 years. I would reduce it to $199, so right at that $200 price point. I'll include the website too, not just a landing page, but like a custom website. That way you're going to get more phone calls. It is month to month. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on, and like I said, you can stop at any time. Now, obviously, I can't wear a black eye with Angie's. We've got nothing at all to do with them, But I can do right by your company. I can get your phone ringing, earn your business. There's no conflict with Angie and something like this. What I would tell you, though, is what a lot of my clients tell me, the ones that have a lead-based service, any of the ones I've mentioned or any others. Most of my clients, in fact, I think most business owners in general, do prefer to get calls directly to them. So even my clients that liked their lead service, that had experience and success with it, find that they're able to scale back on the leads, keep them paused more often or cap them at a lower amount. Some of my clients will actually shut their lead service off altogether and let their phone ring. A lot of people are aware of Angie or Home Advisor, but not everyone uses it. Pretty much, though, everyone uses Google. If they don't use Google, they might use Bing. You're going to be listed there as well. So being that it is the flat rate of $199, I mean, is that something you might want to do on a month-to-month basis to get calls to you and maybe even be able to scale back on paying for leads with Angie?
If you can do it for $199, then yes.
Okay.
And that's month-to-month, so if any time I want to cancel, I can.
Or pause it, too. You're absolutely correct. And because we're Google partners, before I could even ask you for any form of payment, I am required to read a voice verification. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, and it clearly does state that it is month-to-month, that you can stop it or pause it, that in this case I'd be not only waiving the initial setup fee, but reducing the cost down to $199 and upgrading from a landing page to a website. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on now the number that you would want your customers to call? Is this the business number?
Correct.
It is.
Yes, it is. I do have a question.
Sure.
Now, what I have two numbers, but what happens when I pause it? What exactly goes on?
Okay. So when you pause it, we pause everything, including the billing. We don't take anything down, but we also aren't going to go in there and actively make the updates, the optimization, post new photos on blog posts, the things that we normally do when the account's active. So in that sense, it's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle and you get to a downhill, you can obviously stop pedaling for a bit, you might even pick up speed for a while, but without us continuing to update the information, your placement would slowly fall off the first page. It doesn't happen overnight, and it doesn't happen immediately. It kind of trickles down the page after maybe a month or two or three. So if you're going to pause it, that's okay. You know, usually if it's a month or 2 months or 3 months or, you know, something even longer than that for like a seasonal hold or something like that, it doesn't really affect anything. Your website is still up. You can't even still get phone calls while it's paused, but we do pause everything, the work that we do on the account, and of course we don't charge you during that time or after the fact.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you were mentioning that you had two phone numbers. The one that we're on, though, that's going to be the primary number that you want on the website, or did you want both numbers on the website?
Yes, this is the number I want primary.
Okay, it's the primary. And then it is also a good number for us to use to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Is it a smartphone? Can you receive text messages on that number?
Yes, it's an iPhone.
Perfect, an iPhone. Yeah, most of the time you simply get direct phone calls. When someone fills out the contact form on the website, you do get a text message as well as an email. Now, if it is a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. People would see it. If it's more of like a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And then, of course, from time to time, especially for longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records, we will email things out to you. What is a good email address either for you or for the business itself?
Hold on 1 second. I'll actually give you the business email.
Perfect.
It is Brennan, Brennan's.
No, that's not right.
That's what it's on the card.
No, it should not be that on the card. It should be Brennanans.
Brennanans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Brennan's Handyman Construction @gmail.com.
Why
So it is the name of the business. Although, of course, there's no apostrophe in the email address.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Correct. I did see on Angie's, it's got the LLC attached, and I mean, I understand that it's an LLC then, but listing the LLC as part of the...
I am fully insured and
okay.
Licensed.
Oh, perfect, perfect. That was going to be a later question. But my question is, did you want the LLC to actually be part of the branding of the business? Did you want it, Brennan
yes.
Handyman Construction, with the LLC? Okay, it's just
yes.
It's just not in the email, and of course the apostrophe is not in the email either. So I have Brennan's Handyman Construction all spelled out at gmail.com for the business email, and then Brennan's with an apostrophe S, of course, Handyman Construction LLC for the business name, right?
Correct.
Okay. And the service, or the business, I should say, is service-based, meaning that you go out to the customer, no one comes to you. There is a physical address on the Angie profile, but I'm thinking that might be your home address, the 9 Thomas
Correct.
Street, maybe? Okay.
That, yeah, that's where I run my business out of.
It is. Okay. Do customers ever go there or no?
No.
No. Yeah, and Google understands, kind of expects, really, for service-based businesses to not maintain a storefront. You go out to the customer. Google wouldn't want to list that address because they don't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out
okay.
in the field most days. Now, Tara never did get your last name?
Brennan, B-R-E-N-N-A-N.
Okay, just like the business name, I never do want to assume. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One would be to read that voice verification that I mentioned earlier. The other thing that I would do, and it could be even later today if you've got time, would be to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. We've still got 5 o'clock available and one spot available at 6 o'clock. So our technician's going to want to talk to you more in depth about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business, if you want us to brand you knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you have a logo already, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions. Of course, we'll
yes,
talk about
your
website.
Logo.
Oh, you do? Perfect. So we'll use that. If either of those times work out, we could schedule that follow-up call for today. We schedule by the hour, but it takes about a half an hour, the first part of the hour, and you don't have to be in front of a computer for that call.
Okay. I can do 4:30.
Yeah, so it'd be 5 or 6.
Yeah, so it'd have to be 6.
Six? That's okay. That's perfect. So we'll schedule it from 6 until 7. Like I said, it usually gets to you right at the beginning of the hour, maybe a couple minutes after. If I do happen to be between phone calls at 6 when our technician calls you, I'll actually be on that call as well, just in the beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I may already be on another call, in which case, of course, they'll just call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. Now, there is still time then at 5 for you to receive an automated email. Our system reminds our clients an hour prior, so you'll get that automated email at 5. And in a couple of minutes here, I'll also send you a calendar invite to your email address. That invite is really just more for your records. You don't have to respond to it. It will, by the way, say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Now, like I said, I do need to read the voice verification. I am required to read it before I ask you for any form of payment, but if it makes sense, we can move forward from there. It is very straightforward, but feel free to stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question, okay?
Okay.
James, give me just a quick second then to get that set up. Okay. Mr. Brennan, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. James, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Brennan's Handyman Construction, LLC.
And that is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
James Brennan, owner.
Okay. And Mr. Brennan, as the owner of Brennan's Handyman Construction, LLC, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, we do ask that you continue to be disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angies. The reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of the information is accurate. James, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate. And then for the billing information that you would be using for our services, Mr. Brennan, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Correct.
Of course. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing the cost of the service, waiving your setup fee, with the website upgrade, of course, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving altogether, will be charged today's date, the 26th of June, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. And James, that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there is no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The website is actually going to be included in this case. It means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update that website for you at no additional cost. Now, one thing that you might like, a lot of our clients love it. Some people just leave it and let us do everything. But you will, through your tracking system, have a website editor tool. So if you wanted to, you can make changes to your website on your own. You can upload photos. You can put, like, a specific discount for a specific service or a holiday special or something like that. You are able to do that as much as you like. Some people, like I said, just want us to do everything. Either way, there's no cost for making any changes. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 26th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $199. I'm in the habit of not saying 100, but it is 199. So let me just restate that again. So it would bill on the 26th today, 199, recurring billing on the 26th of the month at $199, and again, that rate will never go up on you. It's a fixed rate. It's an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, and of course, you can stop at any time. It is month-to-month, no contract. No questions asked or fees involved if you want to cancel or if you want to pause it. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on. If you need to go on vacation, you can pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, James, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Brennan, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification, and then for that initial payment of just $199, would that be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Visa.
A Visa. Is it your name on that card, the business name, or both?
My name.
Is there a middle initial or just first and last?
First, middle initial C, last name Brennan.
C, okay. And then you said it was a Visa. That should start with the 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. 4117-7640.
Okay. Yes, sir.
4224.
Okay.
5889.
And then the expiration month and year?
5/29/05/2029.
And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
016.
016. I've got 016/016. And then May or 05/2029 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 41/17/76/40/42/24/58/89?
Yes.
And does that bill at the 9 Thomas Street? And that's 06516, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Actually, I don't. I'm in the car.
Oh, that's okay. You'll get it by way of email in about a minute. You can, by the way, reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following day. The email address is on there as well. It's simply support@local/.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And then when you receive either the text message or the automated email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end, since I did already schedule that follow-up call with your technician, is to add just another layer of protection here, just a little bit of extra security on the account. A simple question and an answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that we are with Brennan's Handyman Construction, LLC, even if it's you, James, and we recognize your voice, we may still ask you from time to time for the answer to the security question. And then this is important, especially like a week from now, once your website is active, if you do start getting phone calls from anyone claiming either to be Google or Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information nearly immediately, just politely let them go. And if anyone calls you and asks you for more money for your Google listing, again, just politely let them go. the voice verification has been recorded and attached to your account. It is for your protection. It clearly states it bills once a month on the 26th for exactly $199 and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Pet's name.
Pet's name? Okay. And then what is the answer?
Motley.
Is that M-O-T-L-E-Y?
Yes. M-O-N-L-E-Y.
Oh, Monley. I thought you said Motley. Okay.
Yeah, it is Motley.
Okay.
Motley. Like Motley Crue.
Okay, but you said it was M-O-N-L-E-Y?
I might have spelled that wrong.
You don't. You don't. You're exactly right. If they ask you, then you just say Motley, and they'll say, oh yeah, okay. They're not going to ask you how to spell it. And if anyone calls you, they should know the Motley without even worrying about how to spell it. They'll just say, it looks like it's Motley. Okay, but like Motley Crue. I'll spell it like Motley Crue. That's exactly what I was thinking when you said that. And then.
Yes.
You're all set and squared away there. Now, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yes, I did. Hold on, I believe I did.
Let me refresh and see what you've gotten, because our emails get sent out in bulk every couple of minutes, which sometimes means you get everything all at once. In this case, it looks like the welcome email will still be on its way, which is good because that's not the one I wanted you to see. The only one you've gotten so far says Local Splash Initial Invoice, and that's the one that we want you to see. If you open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash, your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlink. Do you see that?
I'm looking for it right now. One second.
Okay, you've got to wait 2 more minutes, buddy. He's almost
It's highlighted in the middle of it. www.localsplash.com.
So it does have that blue graphic that says the access to dashboard. Above that, it's got the invoice broken down. We waived the setup fee, reduced the cost of license, and we included the My Site, which is what we call internally our custom website. But above that, in the body of the email, under our logo, it says, hello, James, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And then just a little bit lower in the body of the email still, it says, please click here to accept the subscription term.
Yes.
Okay. So do click on the click here.
I did that.
Okay, so you'll see it now to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. Goes over everything that we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. So talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization, you can scroll through this if you like. I know your time is valuable. I don't want to walk you through everything. But real quick, Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 will choose Bing over Google, and we want you to get those as well. Now, the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's all the directories and content that Google wants to see. And then, of course, the website. You'll see a long line that goes across and it populates your model number there. Below it are a couple of boxes. We want you to click on both of them. One that you agree to receive SMS messages or text message. And, of course, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer. So we want you to click on that box. You'll see a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign, and then click here. Click inside that box and either copy and paste your name or type it in. It's a little finicky, I want to say. It's case sensitive, so the J, the C, and the B are all capitalized. There is no period after the middle initial C. Our system does not like punctuation in that particular field. So it's just capital J, James, capital C, no period, capital B, Brennan. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after your name. But once you've got the exact match of your name, you put it in the signature box. Maybe to the right, or if you're on your phone,
actually,
it sounds like you would be, it would be maybe below it.
I'm not seeing it.
All right, let me see if I can see it quick. He's going nuts.
I know. Go get that.
He's going nuts. He's four. He's going absolutely nuts.
Yeah. I know what it's like traveling with little kids in the car.
Yeah, I just went all the way down to the bottom, and I'm not seeing it.
Try turning your phone sideways. You're not the first person that tells me they can't see the confirmed signature on the phone. You can't scroll down low enough to get to it. But usually if you turn your phone sideways, it should populate on the side of it.
No.
You don't see it?
No, not at all.
That's okay. It's just going to take you to the next page, which is your login information. That, if you've gotten the welcome email, let me refresh my page, you'll get a welcome email.
Yeah,
phone number on there. It's going to have your login information too. Your username is your phone number. You can't change the username.
Okay.
It's in our system the same way, but we've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access. It is your phone number. The area code is included, but it's just numbers, no dashes or spaces. So it's the 475-261-0582.
Yeah, I got that.
That's your username.
Yeah, the welcome slash.
Good Media is the default password, all lowercase, no space. You can change it if you like once you log into your tracking system.
Okay.
You don't have to do that now. If you did, it would give you an error message that we're still trying to set everything up. We do want to do your client interview first for us to have something to track. You'll get by text and email a notification that your tracking system is active, but you do already have your tracking, or not tracking, your login information. Other than that, you're all set.
Yes.
And squared away. We'll be calling you back in the very beginning of that 6 o'clock hour. I do hope I'm available to say a quick hello to you. I appreciate your patience and your kindness in taking this call. I also do want to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. So if you can start thinking about photos that you want us to put on the website, but of course we can always add new photos or swap out existing photos. We can always do that down the road.
Okay, that would be perfect.
All right. Real pleasure speaking with
you
guys.
Thank
you
very much.
Take care. You have a great rest of the day, and we'll be calling you back around 6.
Thank you very much. You have a good day.
Thank you too, James. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah.